Does your boss know how to do your job? New research in Harvard Business Review finds that employees who answer yes to that question, that their boss does know how to do the tasks they do, report greater job satisfaction. In other words, it's not enough for a boss to have good leadership skills or a good personality. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, thank you for coming in.
You got it.
So, Kurt, the study is not downgrading those attributes, managerial and organizational skills. They say they do matter, but what is it exactly the study finds counts even more?
Well, it counts a lot when your boss can do your job. It's not clear exactly why, because it could be that you might be happier knowing that if you had to leave suddenly, that your boss could jump in and do it for you. But maybe it's just the fact that they understand what the work entails, and so they have a realistic set of expectations for you, and that ends up making you happier at work. And happiness at work is shown through studies to lead to higher performance, too.
Of course, some people would be happy knowing that nobody could do their job except for them.
Yeah, right.
But what, give us an example of what the study proved.
Well, software, I think, is an example of something where if a coder knows that his or her boss can do that job, they end up having higher expectations or higher satisfaction in their jobs just knowing that their boss can do it. And you can take this up and down the line to other industries too. It's been shown before that in the NBA, players who are all-stars, who turn coaches, are more successful. So it could be the fact that people in these jobs know that their boss understands what they do. Maybe they just have respect for their bosses because their boss has been there before, and that leads to more happiness. It's not clear, but it turns out this is very important. And in this study showed that this was technical competence in your boss was actually more important to job satisfaction than your pay.
So you mentioned coding, in fact. Does this mean that, I mean, you're at Harvard Business School, that business schools such as HBS should be teaching aspiring tech CEOs how to code?
Maybe. They certainly would want to have the skills. I mean, if job satisfaction is important and that does lead to higher importance, I think this study shows that's something that needs to be taken into greater account. I mean, management skills have always been important, and that's why many people have said, you know, if you have engineers, don't hire an engineer to lead them because they just won't understand how to manage them well or they won't be a good boss. But this study shows that technical competence is really important, perhaps as important as management skills.
And briefly, there's another study that bore out those findings. This one dealt with hospitals. What did it conclude?
Yeah, it concluded that hospitals that were run by physicians performed 25% better in hospital quality scores than hospitals that were run by non-physician managers. So it shows that, you know, having somebody at the top who understands what it's like on the front lines ends up being more important.
Yeah, gave examples of the Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic. Both are run by trained physicians, and they have only been run by physicians in the past, and both are, of course, top-ranked hospitals. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, nice to have you here. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.